Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour, Ben and Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Whether you hire one person or hiring up a storm, you can count on Indeed. Indeed has 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. More at Indeed.com/credit. We got our management report coming up. Padres assistant GM Josh Stein going to join us right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres? Nobody gives you inside access to the Padres like we do. Let's take you inside the executive suite at Petco Park. It's the Management Report on Friar Friday, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Paulie totally warned me there was going to be an intro. But this is where I usually fall apart.
This is usually the worst part of your week. Let's get it together.
Joining us right now is Padres assistant general manager Josh Stein for our management report. And first of all, I want to say hi to Josh. He came by, said hello when we were at the game last Saturday, which was really cool. Josh, it's great to have you on this morning.
Sounds good. No, good to be on, guys. And, yeah, appreciate you having me.
All right, my first question, Josh, is what is it like to work for A.J. Preller? Someone who is notoriously up at all hours, you know, constantly doing scouting and everything. You always want to try to outwork your boss. You want to look good in any job like that. It seems like it'd be hard to outwork that guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it is hard to outwork AJ. I mean, he's about as passionate about certainly the game of baseball as anyone I've come across, but it's also, I mean, honestly, it's exciting. It's thrilling, and it's, you know, it's something that talk a lot about with my friends, just, you know, having a general manager here in San Diego, you know, that really is, you know, looking under every rock and thinking about every way to improve the team and, you know, really not nopping, you know, at any turn. And I think, you know, it kind of goes back to a little bit when I was first starting in the business, but, you know, working under Kevin Towers and, you know, seeing some of those same, you know, types of mentalities when it came to, you know, thinking about ways to improve the club, you know, being very creative, you know, having, you know, certainly a real eye for scouting talent, but then also being, you know, incredibly open-minded to, you know, different viewpoints and ways to evaluate. So yeah, it's a lot and, you know, AJ's, his battery's on and that's the expectation for, you know, a lot of us that, you know, work alongside him, but it's also pretty thrilling, and you know, I think we're all very fortunate, you know, to have him be the general manager of the Padres.
Josh, you know, when you work that closely with somebody, you kind of know everyone has their goals, right? Do you get the sense, at least, you know, you look at like Theo Epstein's career, what he was able to do in Boston, then what he was able to do in Chicago, and now Theo's like, I'm going to go do something else. I kind of accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I've got other goals. Do you get the sense, because I know Padre fans here, everyone is just, they're starving for an actual World Series championship, and I know we all kind of feel that it's coming, and I know AJ is that's his goal. Do you get the sense, though, that once he gets one, he'll be obsessed about getting more? Or will he be like, all right, I did what I set out to do?
I think every you know, probably every executive in sports or everyone that's leading a team, you know, and I think AJ announced this when he was first hired. I mean, he came in and he talked about, you know, getting the Padres and getting this organization, you know, to the big stage. And, you know, what does that mean? You know, certainly that, you know, winning the division and playing in the playoffs, you know, those are goals. Those are certainly steps, but You know, the big stage is the World Series, and that's the goal of the organization. You know, until we get to that point, until we, you know, get there, it's hard to know exactly what will come next. But no, just from my, you know, from my having worked with AJ, you know, closely over the last 5+ years, I don't think that, that he'll be satisfied, you know, just getting there. I don't think he'll be satisfied with just winning one. I think it's, you know, about, you know, building something that can sustain, and, you know, being able to, not just win one, but pull off the trick of having an organization, that can get back and really do it, you know, year after year.
Talking to Padres assistant general manager Josh Stein. And Josh, you mentioned working for Kevin Towers early in your career, now working with AJ Preller. One thing both have done exceptionally well, build bullpens. KT always seemed like he's a little more seat of the pants the way he did it, and AJ maybe a little more methodical. But what is the kind of the philosophy when it comes to building a bullpen? Because obviously this year's pen has been absolutely essential in the Padres' success that they've had so far this season.
Yeah, no, you can't say that or can't speak to that enough, just the way that the bullpen is pulled together and honestly kind of, you know, saved the team in a lot of ways in the first month of the season, and had some injuries, had some short starts, and, you know, those guys, you know, to a man, have really done an outstanding job. And, yeah, I think that, you know, both AJ and KT, it's the priority. You know, I think that's part of it is not thinking about the bullpen as, you know, kind of the last order of business. You know, but I think that, you know, both would approach it, I'd say a little bit differently, but one thing I think that we've got this year, that reminds me a lot of what, you know, Kevin used to talk about, in building a bullpen, is you want different looks, right? If you've got the same types of relievers, coming in one after another, you know, that you're going to give the opposition the same kind of look, and it's not going to really, you're not going to have that variance. But when you've got guys like, you know, Mark Melancon and Drew Pomeranz from the left side and Tim Hill coming from different angles, Emilio Pagan stuff, you know, plays a different way. You know, you've got, you know, different looks, and that's going to give the opposition fits. And I think that's what we've seen. And then, you know, can't speak enough about, you know, I think what a guy like Craig Stamen, you know, does to a bullpen. You know, from a, you know, from a unit mentality, from a team standpoint. I know that was something that, again, I know AJ values it a ton, and Kevin did as well.
Talking to Josh Stein, Padres, assistant general manager here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, looking around baseball, Josh, I know you guys look at trends and everything else. I know you're heavily involved in numbers and everything else. When you look around baseball, offense is down. It's just way down. Padres are no exception. Winning games, though, winning a lot more. We're winning more than we're losing right now. But the offense has been a bit of an issue. And focusing just on the Padres here, as I know you guys do, what has been the issue with the Padres this year, in your opinion? And are there moves being looked at to address that? I know the minor leagues have started. That's probably going to help at some point once these guys get some regular ABs. But when you look at the offense as a whole right now, you can't be super happy with what you guys have seen so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for these guys to find their sea legs. And you know, that's not just, as you mentioned, that's not just the Padres. I think that's kind of across the industry, and I know Jace has addressed this a little bit recently, and we've talked about it, you know, quite a bit. Just the level of pitching that we've really seen across the game, and certainly a lot of what I would say developments in the last, you know, handful of years. I think they've all been, or you know, the large majority of them have been, you know, really helpful to pitchers. And whether that's information, whether that's velocity training, it's getting harder and harder to hit. And I think we're seeing a little bit of a culmination of that across baseball. Specific to the Padres, I think, you know, we did a great job, I would say, the first few weeks of the season, you know, really continuing to grind, continuing to stay in the strike zone, continuing to get on base, and do things that we did last year that quite frankly, I think were a real issue for this organization for a long time. And it seemed like we just couldn't get that big hit. We couldn't get that hit with runners in scoring position to, you know, make a, you know, to go from 2 runs to 5 runs or 5 runs to 8 runs.
Yeah.
And really kind of pull away. And I think we've gotten away from that a little bit, you know, here recently. And I think that's kind of the key is to continue to stay with that approach. We've got a lot of hitters that have track records that we do anticipate, you know, kind of continuing to improve and break out of it. And again, I think, you know, if you go back to last year, it was a great year offensively for the Padres. But if you go look at the first month, there were some performances that were just kind of mediocre, and then guys really kind of came on. So I would, you know, anticipate as we get into the summer months, as guys, you know, again find their sea legs, you know, I'd expect some of these offensive performances to trend up.
I think you know we all expect the same thing. And do you think that has anything to do with the fact that last year was a 60-game season? And I know it's different. It's got to be a different mentality when it's like, oh, my God, it's, you know, April 28th and we played 17 days in a row or whatever. There's not that tremendous sense of urgency as there was last year. Do you think that plays a part in it, too, that guys know I may have a little bit more time to get it figured out?
Yeah, I mean, it's excuse me, it's always a balance, right? You know, I think that's one of the, you know, real beauties of baseball is like it is a marathon, and that's, there's a reality to that. It's a 162 game season. But these games, you know, in April and May, they certainly mean as much as, yep, as the ones that will be played in August and September. So it is always striking that balance between you don't want to overreact. You don't want to, you know, necessarily change course based on, you know, a bad few games or a bad week or a bad month. You know, it is that balancing act. And so I do think there's probably, you know, a lot to be said, you know, for the point you're making. I mean, this is the first time ever I think the players are transitioning from 60 to 162, right?
Right.
And spring training was a little bit different in terms of just, you know, there was a question on when it was going to start, you know, basically up until the very end. So again, I think all of these are small variables, but, you know, across, you know, hundreds of players and, you know, their performance, their injury, I think they do tend to add up. And I think we're seeing that play out in some of these performances.
All right, Josh, before you go, I don't know if you're on Twitter, but I sent out a picture last night, my wife's kindergarten class photo right there, then Shelly Jesperson, now Shelly Higgins, and right next to her was probably like six-year-old Josh Stein, right next to in the picture.
Amazing.
I have to know. See, you knew my wife long before I knew my wife. What was she like back then? Do you remember? I know she kind of can be shy.
It was kindergarten.
I know, but you can remember some people from kindergarten.
No, this I did see this picture was forwarded to me by a few people, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's funny. What was your wife like at, you know, in kindergarten? I mean, I think you're you know, it's pretty much anyone at that age. It's like, yeah, I remember Shelly. She was nice.
She was nice.
I remember.
She wasn't like the paste eater or anything. You always remember the paste eater.
Yeah. She was definitely not a paste eater. Okay. That's a good point. She didn't. If there was only two buckets, nice and paste eating, she was.
She's in the nice bucket. Oh, see, man. That's why he's a scout.
That's right.
He knows he can see talent at a young age and then develop that talent.
It's fantastic,
Josh. Really appreciate you joining us. Good luck to the Padres this weekend in San Francisco, and hopefully we'll see you again at the ballpark soon. It was fun running into you the other day.
Yep, sounds good, guys. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
Josh Stein, assistant general manager of the Padres, our Fryer Friday on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. And with that, we only have one thing left in our week.
Oh, boy.
It's the same thing that we end every week with.
Yes. I'm in the mood today.
Time for the flubs. Let's hit it, Pauly.
They will keep coming back at no additional charge until they have taken care of your rat program problem. The Heisman Trophy went to Alabama's Devontae Smith.
Who is Alabama?
Winning Chris this afternoon on San Diego's number one sports station. Uh-oh. In the home of Julio Jones.
Julio!
30-year fixed home run late. We will get to that. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan and see how Kelly Danick's dongs are doing.
Whoa.
They just legit think that Drew Pomeranz belongs there at number two.
What is belongs there?
They have turned their entire both buying experience and service experience remotely.
Ben.
Selfies, you know, like great sunset
what
shots.
What is this sunset?
from what transpired last season.
What has transpired?
Clearly don't quite have as much competition to get there in the AL.
What is Mitch competition? Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgy. You know, I told you yesterday.
Who is it?
Oh, man.
Corky's Pest Control. Corky's can croak your...
Let me start again.
Huge upset in the lightweight title fight. 1 year anniversary of the helicopter.
Uh-oh.
Let's start over.
Wife reportedly stabs husband after confusion.
Yes. Yes.
Insurrection, inauguration, impeachment, invest in GameStop. We'll get to the moves involving
the what?
The moves.
Hey. Price is white. Price is white. What is wrong with
you? Wow. Corona Hard Seltzer. Oh. Try all four flavors.
What are four
flavors?
Flavors
of Gorilla Glue's product. Worked
whoa, what?
Gorilla Glue's product worked exactly as it was supposed to.
See, Chris, thank you for playing. Feel again to try again
what?
Later. Good. I was listening to our moment.
What is listening?
Penske is the best at all. Effortless sales, effortless service. Let's start that over again. We got some real or fake coming up yesterday. We pushed everything back an hour ago. Where has Blark Loretta been?
Who's Blark Lometta?
Great job by our executive producer.
Movie comes out next year. Was a little
$1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates may apply.
What a message.
Don't drive and text. Another long storied college basketball career.
What is college basketball?
College, the little vegetarian kale and cannelli beans new for you.
Oh, no.
Snoo.
47-year-old man lying on his back in front of a town host.
What is a town host? Basketball, Benjamin Higgin is Higgin.
Good God.
Got our executive producer, Pete Producel. All right, that's it.
Because my wife likes cheese pizza.
I like cheese pizza. Pizza. I like cheese pizza too.
The free spot on the bingo board.
What is a bingo board?
I love
favorite
that one.
Participatory activity.
You'll get 20% off the already great prices, and they're going to excuse me. Oh no!
In the Carlsbad Auto Mall, premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad in produce, like California cooties. Questioning some of the strategic decisions, lineups.
What are decisions?
Here's what Blake had to say.
Yes.
Star streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston, Blake Snell on the mound against Chad Poole.
What is a mound?
A mound.
These allegations are totally false. The evidence, the false, false. Go ahead.
Sour Ben Woods is brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Trade up any non-content.
Yes!
But he's doing the jerks and things. Hossam King is starting to come around.
Who is Hossam King?
Roman says you had to get the Jack and
850 after our conversation with Jesse Agler. Right now, let's get track of traffic on 97.
What is track of traffic?
I don't know that I'd want to push Musgrove back too much.
Who is Musgrove? Took some vitamin C, took some ibuprofen. What is ibuprofen?
Yesterday, the Broncos traded for Teddy Bridgewater from
the
Panthers.
Teddy Bridgewater?
The first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wait.
Are Jaguars? I'm really blowing this.
Let's bring Woods back in from his soundproof isolation booth.
What is soundproof?
Soundproof. Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
Yes!
That's all, folks.
I know the one that stands out the most is always the key.
It's my favorite.
But Snoo always gets me. Blake Snell, the SN sound, seems to be a particular
in
bug
produce,
for me.
Like California cooties.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I mean, that might be the best
Snoo,
we've ever had.
What did Blake Snell have to snay?
Just
That SN sound seems to trip me up.
Cannelli beans.
And since he's pitching tonight, luckily there's no show tomorrow, but one day we'll probably talk about Blake Snell and I'll probably flub something by adding an N to my S sound.
I mean, we'll be in tomorrow if he throws a perfect game or something. But, yeah, otherwise, we'll see you guys Monday.
A special show. All right, good week. Good week, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. That is it for us.
Yeah.
Back Monday morning, 5 a.m. Have a full weekend. Hopefully the Padres win a series, take over first place, because, Woodsy, that's how the standings work.
Thank you so much for that Ben-splanation.
For producer Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.